Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's go out and talk to our very own Cleveland sports beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, joining us now. Daryl, what's going on?
How are you, Jake?
We're doing good today. I think anytime we get refreshing Browns content is a good day. We got that yesterday. It kind of keeps going today a little bit. We get a little bit more. We get to hear from the players, hear from the coach. So that's always a good start. Now, Daryl, we'll just rip the Band-Aid off. We talked last week. There's a guarantee I asked you one question. We could have written it off. You watched the quarterbacks today, back in action, full force, all four guys. What did we take away?
Myles Garrett almost could have killed Dylan Gabriel, but didn't.
That's good. I'm glad that we're mandatory minicamp. Nobody should probably be getting flattened. Actually, at any time in practice, the quarterback probably should not be getting flattened, so good start.
Dylan got the first team 11-on-11 reps. First team offense, first team defense there. A lot of rookie quarterbacks today. Not much Joe Flacco. Kevin Stefanski told us after practice that was by design, but all eyes on the quarterbacks, and like I said, got a lot of the rookies today.
So, Daryl, in no way calling you out. We said on Tuesday, you're like, we're not drawing conclusions on the quarterbacks. We're going to keep asking the questions, obviously, because that's the way that this goes, but the answer is pretty much going to be there's no conclusion at this point this early on. Now, after the final day of OTAs, though, we did walk away, and you posted on social media, obviously, through your hits later on in the week at the station. You went through and said Shador looked very good in the final day. Dylan Gabriel didn't look as good. In days like that where you can come away looking at these rookies saying one outperformed the other, how much does that actually change at this point in the overall quarterback battle, at least between those two guys?
Not much. Look, I feel that Shador is number four on the Browns depth chart. But he's not number four on my depth chart. That's Dylan Gabriel for me. I have Shador number three on the depth chart right now. But subject to change. I feel that you really see the arm talent with him. And there's some there with Dylan too. But I just feel like Shador is on a steeper rise right now than Dylan Gabriel has been on.
So, Daryl, we obviously get to hear both of those guys talk today, too. Is there any difference? From listening to the two guys go, I know that people here had maybe taken away a conclusion, obviously not a definitive one, but just a feeling. Do you think there's any difference even between like the professionalism of how they presented themselves as the way that a starting quarterback would versus a quarterback that's fresh, new in the league? Did anybody present any advantage there, a heightened ability to speak to the media than the other?
No. I thought that they both acquitted themselves very, very well. I really loved Shador's responses to a couple of questions. I thought he really handled it maturely because, let's be honest about it, up to this point, he hadn't been getting a lot of reps. And, you know, he really flipped that into a positive, an opportunity for him to learn, an opportunity for him to observe and watch and pay attention. And when his time comes, whether it's practicing or playing, it comes. And then it's on him, being in a production business, it's on him to go out there and produce. And Dylan Gabriel kind of said the same thing. Like, yeah, you know, we got good camaraderie in that quarterback room, but we are competing against each other. It is a production business. We are being graded on our production when we're between the white lines there. So I thought both of them handled themselves very well today, but really, really liked what I heard from Shador Sanders and how he handled the questions, especially considering he's who he is, all the attention that is paid to him, right? I just thought that he just came off very mature today. That is not a dig at him. That's not to say that he's been immature or anything like that. I'm just saying the way he answered the questions today, he answered them like a seasoned veteran for sure.
What was the entire deal? I heard the question. I heard the response. I didn't quite grasp it, and maybe because I couldn't hear the question in full. What was going on with the flashlight? He talked about sleeping with his flashlight on last night.
Yeah, there's a little religious implication there. He talked about his faith a little bit today.
Yeah.
Because I had asked him about his, you know, his comfort level, and he, you know, started to talk about his comfort with God. Which wasn't what I was asking about, but
I figured not. Yeah.
But that is the answer he gave, and so later on there was a, you know, follow up question about that, and you know, he talked about how he got a little spooked last night in his hotel room and ended up sleeping with the flashlight on and things like that, and you know, really felt a spiritual connection, if you will, and whatnot. So that's kind of where that came from. Is we had a little bit of a follow up to his, you know, spirituality that he's been experiencing since he got to Cleveland.
Daryl Wright, our very own Cleveland Sports Beat reporter, with us here, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers. Daryl, you mentioned it earlier on, Kevin Stefanski making it known today that Joe getting less of the reps was by design. Is that indicative of anything in this quarterback room? Not necessarily that Joe's behind, but that the focus is truly on the rookies, or any other thing that I'm not pulling away right now?
I think it's indicative of he don't need them. That's how I'm taking it. He doesn't need them. Dylan Gabriel does. Shador Sanders does. Kenny Pickett does. Joe Flacco, been in the league 17 years. He's 40 years old. He doesn't need many camp reps, at least on day one. We'll see how that changes tomorrow on day two, and then obviously Thursday, you know, when they wrap things up. But today, Kevin Stefanski, you know, part of his plan, it was not to have those team reps going to Joe Flacco. It was to go through to the other three quarterbacks, because I really feel like Stefanski's trying to learn, see, and evaluate them. There's not much right now to evaluate Joe Flacco. I think the evaluation for Joe Flacco comes during training camp. But that's just my guess and take on it. And it's important to make sure that the three younger players in that room are getting a significant amount of reps here in minicamp. Also, too, gives them a little something to chew on during summer vacation too, right? When, you know, I know everyone will take a break after they get done with their OTA week next week. But at some point, the coaching staff gets back and they start setting up training camp and, you know, looking at things. And I kind of feel like the evaluation of Flacco and whether or not he's going to be the starting quarterback for this team week one against the Bengals, that starts in camp.
So would camp be the part that you sort of label as, if that continues, Joe getting less reps, that it would potentially become detrimental to the success of the Browns this year if they were to roll with him week one?
Well, at some point during training camp, they're going to have to pick a starter because they need to prepare for a season. Now, the good news is there's about 2 weeks between the preseason finale and week one, okay? Mm-hmm. Which I think is September 7th off the top of my head. So you get 2 weeks there maybe to get your starter, you know, raring to go. I kind of feel like you want to have your starter in place by that third preseason game. But that's my opinion. My opinion doesn't mean squat. Kevin Stefanski might have a completely different take on it, and he probably does. But that's just me. I would want the starter to be in place by that third preseason game to give him some reps with the ones, get a little harmony on that side of the ball there, and then. You go ahead and you spend those 2+ weeks there getting ready for the season. But at some point in camp, yeah, they're going to have to pick a starter and actually start preparing for the season instead of running a 4-man quarterback derby.
Hey, Daryl, sort of a follow-up on that before, too. Like, we're talking about, you know, training camp being probably a time where a lot of the Joe Flacco reps start to heat up maybe a little bit more. At what point, because I think in the fans' view and even the media's view, the quarterback competition has begun. Has it actually begun in the eyes of the Browns, or is that training camp and beyond?
No, it's begun in the eyes of the Browns. They're grading these kids on what they're seeing, what they saw today, grading them on meeting room, grading them on walkthrough, which we don't get to see, but took place this afternoon. And rinse and repeat tomorrow, rinse, repeat Thursday, grading them on OTA reps as well that we've not seen to this point, and then also to next week, which we're not going to see any of those. So, yes, the competition is underway, but I think what they're saying to themselves is, Joe doesn't need to compete right now. we know what he brings to the table. We know where he's at in his career. Let's really, you know, because they traded for Kenny Pickett, right? And they, what, fifth in Dorian Thompson-Robinson. They gave up nothing to get him. But they got to figure out, hey, is there a little something-something there for us? Then they got to look at Dylan Gabriel and see what's there. And then they got to look at Shedeur Sanders and see what's there. And the best way to do that is by having Joe Flacco, you know, kind of chill out during the team periods right now, because what is there for them to learn? What is, you know, for them to gain by giving Joe Flacco a bunch of reps right now? In my view, and again, this is no disrespect to Joe. If anything, it's a compliment. Already know what he brings to the table. Don't need to see him right now. Really, really need to see Shedeur, Dylan, and Kenny as much as possible. Because for me, you know, someone's getting voted off this island at some point, right? They can't keep all four of these guys. You're not getting any of them through waivers. They're going to get claimed, right? So one's probably getting traded. That's how I look at it. One of these four guys is getting traded either by cut down day or during training camp at some point.
Daryl, then if we're looking at this and, you know, we're taking the reps off of Joe and seeing what you have in sort of the three younger guys, is, in your opinion, any of this is a potential cut down to a quarterback competition that looks a lot closer to potentially three guys than four guys, and almost in a way, not entirely ruling one out, but probably saying, eh, a guy might not be the week one starter?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like I said, at some point they got to start paring it down. Mm-hmm. At some point they got to figure out which of these four guys they're going to trade, because I don't think a 4-man quarterback competition is going to work during training camp. That's just my take on it. You know, maybe for the first week or two or three or whatever, but like once you get into the preseason, in that third preseason game, you got to have this thing pared down. And really have in your mind what your quarterback room depth chart looks like. If anything, maybe use the preseason to showcase the guy you want to trade, right? To get someone to bite and maybe give you a better pick than they originally were going to give you. So, like, that's another thing. That's why it's so hard to read anything into the reps now, the reps come training camp, the reps in the preseason, because, you know, part of it could be actually getting a guy ready to start week one. Part of it could be setting a guy up to be traded and showcasing him. Part of it could still be they're just figuring it out and evaluating guys. Like, yeah, don't know. But obviously we are going to continue to try and read into the distribution of reps, trying to figure out, you know, what stage they're at in that process.
Their last one on the Browns here, looking away from the quarterback spot, Myles Garrett obviously out there today talking to the media as well, laid out the fact that he had basically advocated this offseason for the Browns to hold on to fan favorite Nick Chubb. Obviously, him being gone and being a Houston Texan, is that something that fans should be at all worried about the way that Myles handles that situation, and clearly him and the Browns not being aligned on yet another thing, which you'd probably look at the quarterback situation and say Myles didn't get his wish there either?
He's making $40 million a year.
Fair evaluation.
They can't trade him, okay? He's here. He ain't going anywhere. So, no, I would not worry about alignment. Myles Garrett's not running the football team, okay? He's not telling the coaches what to do. He's not telling Andrew Berry what to do. His job is to go out there and play. Be prepared to play and play. Set the example for everybody in the locker room and keep doing what he's done since he was drafted first overall in 2017. And judging by the look of him today, by the way, I didn't think it was possible for his arms to get any bigger than they already are. And I feel like he added three sizes to those things. And again, did not look like he lost a step at all. So for all the belly aching over Myles Garrett not attending OTAs, it looked just fine today. Looked in midseason form. So, you know, but yeah, I'm not all that concerned about organizational alignment with Myles Garrett because he ain't going anywhere. The Browns ain't going anywhere. And if he's unhappy with something and he lets us know, well, that's just content for us. That's how I look at it.
Daryl, outside of the Browns, obviously news coming down from the Cavs. Darius Garland getting surgery on the what we assumed was a sprained toe because that's what we were told. Is there any way that this impacts the likelihood that Darius would be traded this offseason, you think? Or is this completely independent and other teams you think would not worry about this?
No, I think there could be some impact there. I think the Cavaliers continue to do a disservice to their players. They did this to Jared Allen last year, where fans accused him of being marshmallow soft for not playing with the, you know, bruised ribs, and then it turns out he had broken ribs. And same thing with Darius. You had fans that were saying, you know, calling him soft and griping because he was on the bench cheering. And if you can be on the bench cheering, you should be able to go out there and play and whatnot. And, you know, every game he was questionable. And so I think the Cavaliers continue to throw their players under the bus when it comes to injuries with and injury designations. And organizationally, they got to get that cleaned up. Because it's not fair to the player. And I know they're pro athletes. I know they're making tens of millions of dollars a year and all that. But you got to do right by your players publicly. And Darius Garland absolutely got killed by fans and media alike. Not by me, but there were folks in the media that were on him for not playing. And I remember when it came out that he had the sprained toe, I kept sarcastically saying, you know, I can't wait to get the email in the summer that he had surgery to repair whatever damage is done to his toe. And here we are in, you know, early June, and boom, there, surgery to the toe, and he's not going to be ready for the start of the upcoming season probably. So I feel bad for Darius in that regard, and yeah, I do think it could impact their ability or willingness to trade him, because you don't trade that guy unless you get something spectacular in return. So he's not a trade him to trade him player. Okay. He's an all-star. And so you better get an all-star in return for him. And, you know, maybe teams will be a little gun shy pulling the trigger until he's back on a basketball floor.
Daryl, good stuff as always. I appreciate you carving out the time, sitting down and talk with us, and I look forward, as always, to doing it next week.
Yep, you got it, bud.
Daryl Ryder, our very own Cleveland Sports Beat Reporter, with us there, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We'll react to what Daryl had to say, and I mean, a pretty positive and glowing review of Shedeur Sanders in the media. Listen back to some of what Shedeur had to say. Did you like the approach? Maybe a little bit too lax for your liking. I actually thought the stuff that he gave on Shedeur Sanders was very interesting, right? So, I mean, I tend to agree with Daryl, but that's no shocker. Shedeur is my number one quarterback this offseason. I would have taken him with the number two pick. Obviously, the rest of the NFL didn't align with the way that I was thinking. That's okay. But clearly, I'm going to view Shedeur as at least QB3, and rightfully so, I think, right at that QB3 spot. Coming into mandatory minicamp and into training camp. Obviously, all subject for change. He can climb higher than that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He could fall down to number four if he looks like Stank. But I think looking at him sort of as a, at least talent-wise, kicking things off as the number three guy is probably the correct place to stand. Now, I thought it was really interesting the way that Daryl talked about the way that these two quarterbacks handled themselves, sort of addressing the media. And he didn't, you know, bash one, call one better than the other. Both handled it like professionals, which I got the same vibe today. I thought Shedeur was very personable and in a way, like a little bit more, I don't want to say lighthearted, but, you know, cracking jokes here and there a little bit more free-flowing, and felt a little less, well, to be quite frank with you, Browns interview-like, where it feels like you're getting nothing, and it feels so structured, and a lot less of the fun back and forth. That more felt like Dylan Gabriel, the you know, suit and tie type of answer, and Shedeur felt a little bit more relaxed and in a way lackadaisical with things and when he was answering questions. Not that he wasn't taking them seriously, but it felt more natural in that he was giving you his genuine opinion. Maybe that's just the way that Shedeur handles himself. Maybe that's just the way I was reading it and you felt differently. You can chime in at 216-474-0092. I did want to play some of what Shedeur had to say as well. And maybe you guys can get a read on your takeaways and your opinions of what he had to say. Let's kick things off. Shedeur today talking about Joe Flacco and how having him there helps in this quarterback battle in the quarterback room.
How to get through the reads quicker and those type of things. And I asked him, hey, like, let me know what you think. Like, what I need to do? He's seen it. He played it. He's a pro. So it's like, I'll be dumb. I'll be a fool to not get insight for somebody that had success over all the years that he had.
So I thought that genuinely it was a good answer. It's not like, again, not like a buttoned up. Like, and Dylan Gabriel, by the way, gave a really good answer on this as well in talking about Shador there and talking about Joe Flacco and throwing out the idea of, hey, you know, you got to pick his brain. The guy's made 600 and something a playoff snaps that he's taken in his career. Joe Flacco has. So, yeah, I'm going to pick his brain. I'm going to try to get an insight. But even Shador just going through and being like, again, very candid about the way he approaches it and just asking Joe Flacco. And I can be honest, like, this is something that I've done in my career, too, is just reach out to somebody who's done it longer than I have, who has much more experience than I am. And I'm like, hey, you know, take a listen to a show. Give me some feedback. Maybe we take a, you know, a specific segment or something. But pick out something that I could be better at. See what your ear is trained to. It's the same thing here. Looking at Joe Flacco, Shador going, all right, well, you know, you're watching me play. What do you think? What could I be doing differently? What could I be doing better? And I think that's a really important thing because getting multiple voices, multiple different ways to hear the type of improvements you can make and a different eye on things, especially from someone like Joe Flacco who's played the position at a very high level for a very long time in the NFL, I think getting that type of insight is absolutely a good thing. And I don't think that's a improper way to go about it. It's like you could ask the very tough individual questions, and I think at some point Shador needs to be able to ask those questions and be specific on what he's asking to actually hear back, but it's not a bad starting point just to be like, hey, you know, you watch me. If you had to critique the first thing that came to your mind, what is it? Or the first couple things that come to your mind, what are the things off the top of the head? And I think that's a good place to start. Let's go back. Shador Sanders on whether or not here in mandatory minicamp he feels more comfortable than he did in rookie minicamp and voluntary OTAs.
I feel more comfortable here. It's just a mindset, it's just an adjustment. You got to go understand the situation that you're in and be able to approach that and get the best out of it. Life is just based on how you view different things. So you could view things as you're not getting reps in a negative way, or you could view it as, okay, when's my time to get out there? Let's be proactive and let's get warm. Let's get going. So there's no excuses. Because when you get out there, nobody cares how many reps you got. Whenever you get in the game, nobody cares if you took a snap before. They care about production.
And Shador's absolutely right. And again, I think another good answer out of the Browns rookie, just going through and being like, hey guys, nobody cares about the snaps you take prior. This is all going to be about production. And he's right. Nobody's going to look back if Shador plays it all this season. And if he makes starts and go, well, I mean, what would you expect? The guy was only taking, you know, third-team reps and barely getting involved in second-team reps and everything else as this continued and went on. No, you're going to think, okay, Shador's a starting quarterback now. How does he look? It's all going to be an evaluation of, did you play well? Did you not play well? And I think it's, a good look at sort of what should be expected. And I think as naturally as time goes on, as you put more reps into this thing, you should definitely be more comfortable with how things are playing out. Like, that should just be a natural thing that happens. The longer you do it, the more comfortable you should get. The longer you're the Kevin Stefanski system, the more comfortable you should feel in operating in that system and operating on a Browns practice field that was new to you just a few weeks ago. All right, last one here from Shador. The importance of playing on time and some of the help he was getting from the coaching staff and Joe Flacco.
I think it's extremely important. I took a lot of sacks in college, so I know how that feels on your body. It's definitely going through the progressions and getting comfortable and knowing ins and outs of everything. So when you go on the field, I already have a different type of confidence by myself regardless. But now when you go out there and you know the ins and outs and everything, then it's a whole different type of confidence go out there with. So I'm definitely getting to that point.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
By the time I say training camp come, then you know I'll be there.
And again, like, it's not that it's anti-Shador. There wasn't anything that was different in the way that Shador operated today. And I thought Daryl laid out very well. He was very mature today. And not that he was immature in any other day or any other time he talked to the press conference. He felt more comfortable today of being one of the Browns quarterbacks. Speaking his opinion, giving you a very candid responses, being like, you see the confidence. You see the overwhelming confidence. Ah, by the time we get to training camp, I think I'll be comfortable. Again, it seems a little ambitious to me that you'd be comfortable that quickly, but I like the idea that you think you're getting there and you are seeing the improvements and are, you know, you recognize the importance of playing on time in this offense. That's one of the biggest things and the biggest takeaways I think that you have to look at is the ability to be on time. It's so much of the Kevin Stefanski offense. If not, you're probably turning the ball over a little bit too much. You're taking too many sacks, which we saw plenty of in the last 2 years out of Deshaun and the backup quarterbacks that followed alongside of him. A lot of sacks and a lot of turning the ball over. And Shador's taking the sacks. We know that was one of the major criticisms of him at Colorado was his inability to get rid of the ball on time. So even identifying that as a major thing that he has to focus on, I think is another good response. It might feel basic, might feel like a no-dud type of answer, but you'd be surprised listening to the NFL and how many quarterbacks would just not give that good of a response. Again, I thought Shador's approach today, very mature, very accurate, and I mean, listening to him, he looked like a kid that was trying to get better and doing everything in his power. 216-474-0092. You feel the same way, or you feel like maybe a little too lackadaisical out of Shador today? We'll get to those as well. A pressing question about the Cavs centered around two of your star players. It's in 5 minutes on overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan. The balance. The scale's going to tip one way or the other. Keep you on the edge of your toes. Either way, we're getting to both things in the 9 o'clock hour. It's Jake Volnick with you guys here on overtime. We're going to talk a little bit of Cavs, but before we do, want to remind you, hey, Browns fans, want to get your kids involved in the Browns youth football camps? Time is running out. With 3 camps remaining in June, find all the details on clevelandbrowns.com. Click on community and then events to find the right camp for your child today. Camps are led by experienced coaches and educators teaching the fundamentals, skills, and teamwork. 2 and 3 day camp options remain for June, so get over to clevelandbrowns.com now. All right, let's talk a little bit about the Cavs, because a conversation that really, I mean, it obviously partially crossed my mind, but I didn't even really consider it a possibility rising today, centering around two of your star players. That would be none other than Darius Garland and Evan Mobley. Now, the way that I always viewed these two guys were completely separate of each other, a void of one another. Of Evan's a big, and he can always, you know, improve and develop as a lone big. And Darius is a guard. He's going to help set up Evan, but he's also going to do his thing. And both guys can always operate under the same idea. Ken and Anthony this morning, talking to Tim Bontemps, senior writer for ESPN, sort of debating back and forth on that idea. Anthony may be a little bit more on the side of those two might not be able to function together and develop and maximize their potential. Tim Bontemps going through and giving his response this morning.
I don't think the argument to trade a guy is that we have too many good offensive players. The argument should be, if you want Evan Mobley to have the ball more, find ways to have him have the ball more, right? So I think he took very meaningful strides forward this year. Offensively, there still is room for him to grow to become the player that the Cavs hope he can be, which is a guy who could be a top five-ish kind of player in the league, a guy who could be the best player on a team that, in theory, could compete for and win a title. To your point, he's got to have a higher usage rate offensively to get there. I would say he's on a very good path right now. And I wouldn't say that you need to trade. Like I said, I don't think it should be, well, we have this other good offensive player, we should get rid of him and have a worse offensive player so that Evan Mobley can shoot the ball more, have the ball in his hands more. I think it should just be, let's find ways to make sure Evan Mobley has the ball in his hands more, and that will lead to good things for the Cavs.
So this is sort of the way that I viewed it too, right? And you guys can chime in at 216-474-0092. As you look at the two options in front of you, do you think that Darius Garland, in a way, hurts the development of Evan Mobley into that top-tier player? Obviously, with Donovan going to be in the mix there. Now, I see the argument, right? Because you're trying to develop Evan Mobley, and one of the main places he can grow is as a shot taker. Right, whether or not that's shooting the three or just creating his own shots in general and being a little bit more aggressive on that side of the ball, or whether or not Darius sort of takes away from that ability. But he dominates there, is where he can get better and can also get better at handling the basketball and being one of the guys that brings the ball up the floor, which you see with some of these bigs. Like, it's not the most common thing in the world, but you definitely see at times, like, obviously, Wemby is the easiest draw to comparison right now of just another guy with a slightly similar build. Obviously, there's differences there. But like, Wemby can bring the ball up. Wemby can handle the ball at the top of the key and dribble and create for his offense. Evan right now is sort of on the precipice of that, but at times also still looks like a baby deer handling the basketball. He looks really good sometimes, and there's times where I'm like, man, Evan is going to town. The footwork looks great. The handles look tight. And then there's times where I'm like, you're nearly dribbling the basketball to your chin. And it looks like that I could walk in there and in a very slow paced walk as you're dribbling, just take it out of your hands between dribbles. And you look loose. You clink it off your own feet. I just don't view these two things as at all affecting one another, though. Like, I look at Evan Mobley and Darius Garland and say, okay, Darius can still shot create. Darius can still play make. And that not take away from Evan Mobley. Yes, Darius is a ball dominant guard. He is at his best when the basketball is in his hands, and there is no question about that. Donovan Mitchell, probably at his best when the ball is in his hands, can also work a little bit off ball, but a much more a ball dominant guard. And the conversation here is that there's only so many touches to go around. There's only so many ways that you can go through and have, all right, well, now Evan Mobley dribbles the basketball and Evan Mobley's taking the shots. You have a shot distribution problem and you have a just touches problem. Where I can see where you think the issue may lie, but there's multiple teams that have three good players that can shoot the ball and get the ball into their hands. I think the Oklahoma City Thunder are a great example of that. Yes, SGA is dominant. SGA more often than not has the ball in his hands. It in no way stops a guy like Chet Holmgren from sort of getting his. Doesn't stop Jalen Williams from getting his. Yeah, those shots might not be the same number as SGA. Guys, I'm sorry, but Darius Garland and Evan Mobley probably shouldn't be taking the same amount of shots as Donovan Mitchell should. He is your star player. He is number one. That guy should be handling it. And he should be the guy that you're relying on to shoot the ball more often than not. And we saw Donovan take a step back this year in sort of a backseat to allow some of those other guys to step up. That's going to continue. Didn't stop Donovan from being the highest scorer on the team. Didn't stop Donovan from still averaging the most shots on the team. I just don't see how this is the problem. We saw Evan Mobley's development take a big step up with all four guys here. I think this is, again, where we wrap around and talk more about the bench construction and some of those other guys in the starting lineup. Yeah, I want to rely on Evan Mobley to shoot the ball more. I want him to become that star player. In order to do so, the ball has to find his hands. But I think that's more of a shifting of the offense. That's more of looking at a composition that includes Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell and saying, all right, guys, some of these shots got to go to Evan. And also, probably in the bigger picture, in the more pressing of the issues, is looking at Evan Mobley and going, hey, when you get the ball in your hands, you need to be looking to score the basketball. Like, you're one of the main offensive options. We want you to be one of the main offensive options. So at some point, you have to act like you are. And you have to become that guy. It can't be on everybody else. A lot of this just stems back to the aggressiveness of Evan Mobley on the offensive side of the ball. Evan is at times too passive. And I don't know that it's necessarily when the ball gets to him that he's too passive, but it's in demanding the basketball into his hands and operating in a way that, hey, I'm going to be a star player. I am already an all-star and in an all-NBA defensive team type player, an all-NBA just in general type player. You have to be able to command touches in the offense. Yeah, if you don't go out there and you don't flash and make sure that you're open, and again, in huddles and in this offseason, be like, we need to get me the ball more. I'm going to be the vocal guy to go get it. Then in some degree, yeah, like it's not all on Darius and Donovan to share the ball. That might not be entirely in their nature at all times. Like Darius is a great distributor. But when it comes to, hey, let Evan take over this offensive possession, that's something that Evan has to begin to do on his own. I don't think we have a Darius and Evan problem. Because I want Evan to take more touches. I want him to score more. But I don't want that to have to come by a nature of force. I don't want that to be brought upon him as something he has to do because now there's no other option. I want that to be something that Evan grows into and takes control of by himself. Because if he's going to be a star in this league, and if we project him out to be a top five type of player and he has that type of ceiling, then he needs to act like he's that type of player. I'm not just letting all of this rush on and be like, well, here you go. All the chips in the center of the table. Evan, now you have to do it. That's much more pressing and much more dominant of something that then has to happen. It has to absolutely happen. And if Evan's not ready for that, then we have a major problem. And everything that we've seen so far, I don't know that Evan's ready for that. I think he can get there. There's no question about it. He can 100% get to the point where he is going to be a superstar. He has the offensive capability. You just have to bring it out of him. But we just continuously wait and wait. I'm not putting the pressure on the Cavs to make a decision for a roster to make that happen. I'm not putting that pressure on either of my two guards to ensure that happens. Evan Mobley needs to take a little responsibility. Evan Mobley needs to step up and become the player that he should be. That doesn't rely on his teammates. That is and will continue to be an Evan Mobley problem until he changes it. I'm not going to allow anybody else to have that pawned off onto them. You don't get better by taking the ball out of great players' hands, out of all-star caliber players' hands. You don't. And even if you go through and get rid of Darius, you still need another ball-dominant guard probably. Right? Unless you want Evan Mobley to be one of the premier ball handlers, and I have not seen anything that's going to tell me he's going to do that. So you'd be getting another guy who probably encouraged themselves to be setting up the offense and setting up the play I don't know if they'd be the same type of shot creator. Obviously not, because you'd be getting a lesser player. But it wouldn't be the same type of shot creator. But it's going to be a guy that can shoot the basketball. And it's probably going to be a guy that sets up the offense and handles it and takes the weight off Donovan's shoulders. Make Evan come get it. Make him be somebody that is a leader and steps up, at least on the court. Again, doesn't have to be vocal. Doesn't have to be a guy screaming up and down the room. But yeah, I would like it to be something that you actually, you know, take a little bit of command, a little bit of authority for the dominant game that you play. All right. Guardians just wrapped up. Losers to the Cincinnati Reds by a final score. Here you go. 1-0. Riveting. We'll react to it with 3-and-out coming up here in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.